How are you?
I'm good, man.
It's a great honor for me having visited you with you. Thank you very much.
The pleasure is all mine, sir.
So, are you ready to start?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
Could you tell me the band's news these days? What are you doing now?
Well, I am on a short break before the rehearsals start. With Pri. So we start rehearsals in February. So this is my last chance to get some relaxing time in, you know. So I'm out in the sun, chilling out, playing some guitar, you know. So the calm before the storm, you know. So
I see.
Really looking forward to getting into rehearsals and working out the set list and putting the tour together. So, but this is the calm before the storm. So I'm relaxing at the moment for the next week.
So, you're going to release your new album in March 9. How do you feel about this release?
I'm really excited, and I think we are, in the band, we are all excited. We, you know, we've put a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of passion into this record, and it's amazing that we released a song early this month, and you journalists are hearing the record, so we're starting to hear feedback from people, and it seems to be overwhelmingly positive, you know, so it makes us even more excited for everyone to hear the rest of the record and, you know, put it on in the car or, you know, do whatever people do with it. So we're totally excited to be getting closer to the release date, and everyone can hear the songs, everyone can hear the record, and then we're going to take it on tour. So it's an incredibly exciting time for Judas Priest.
Your label sent me the album yesterday, and I have to say that it's a very dynamic album with some great compositions. And to tell you the truth, to me it feels like it's one of the best Judas Priest albums. What's your opinion on that?
Oh, thank you very much, man. I appreciate you saying that. I mean, I think it's hard to say when we are so close to it, you know. We wrote the songs, we recorded the songs, we've lived with them for a while now. So it's very hard to be objective about it, you know. But
yeah,
we, you know, obviously we feel like it's a progression from Redeemer. We think that, I mean, everyone says it, but I think this is a better album than the last
one.
Yeah,
definitely.
But
definitely,
if it wasn't a better album, if it wasn't, we wouldn't, there'd be no point in releasing it, you know what I mean? So we wanted to do something that was better, that was different, that was classic Judas Priest, but a modern Judas Priest for 2018, and I think we've done that. I think we love the songs. It's got a great energy, a great vibe. We recorded it differently. We recorded it more cohesively together. We rehearsed the songs. So it was a great experience to record and to write. So, and I think that kind of, that comes across in, when you listen to the album, you can hear that come across in the sound. So, yeah, man, I think it's a great record. I'm super proud of it. I know we all are super proud of it, and I hope the fans love it as well.
This is the second album you participate in. So did you use any different method during the writing and the recording process from the Redeemer?
Yeah, we did. I mean, personally, it was the same in terms of recording ideas and putting down ideas. I mean, it was slightly different in terms of the way I approached the guitar. But in terms of the songs and the recording, definitely. For Redeemer, Glenn Tipton and Mike Exeter produced the record. Mm-hmm. For this one, we all thought, what can we do differently? How can we do things different to Redeemer? And the production team was one of those things. So we got in Mike Exeter again as an engineer, and we also got in Tom Allum and Andy Sneap to produce. So it was two producers this time, one from a classic period of Priest's career and a more modern producer.
Two great producers.
And it was a great, great marriage. They are two great producers. But you know what?
Yeah.
You know, it could have gone horribly wrong. There could have been egos. There could have been, you know, there could have been going into each other's territory, and we didn't know if it was going to work or not, but I tell you what, it worked beautifully. Tom, being a more classic producer, he had certain ways of doing things which complemented Andy Sneap's different ways of doing things, and they just worked fantastically together, you know. And they were they were adamant that we got together in the same room with the songs that we had, and we played them, and we rehearsed them, and we felt the songs out, and we felt what it needed, what's, you know, what the push and pull of music that happens naturally that you get from playing with people is what they wanted to bring back. And I don't think Priest have done that since Painkiller. According to Scott Travis, you know, he said that was the last time they did it. And I think it really affects the feel of the songs. It affects the vibe, and it just affects the energy of the end result. And I think that was, there were a couple of things that we did differently, which really affected the final result.
In my opinion, Judas Priest sound more fresh into this new record. Can you spot the difference into the compositions and the music into Firepower and the Redeemer?
I think it's a lot of different things. I think it's the composition, it's the sound, it's the natural progression of the musicians and the band together. I think it's a lot of things. I think it's a drive to produce something different. I think it's a drive to produce something that is an extension of the band catalog. You know, there's no goal to recreate the last record, or there's no goal to recreate a specific time in the band's career. The goal is to be to push ourselves, you know, to do something different, to do something forward thinking, fresh and new. And, you know, obviously you're gonna, there's references in there to the Priest that we all know and love, because it's Judas Priest. We love those references. We love that sound and those little things that happen that are uniquely Judas Priest. But we don't set out to recreate those. We just, you know, what can we do different? How can we do something better? How can we do something that sounds better, that feels better, that is better songs? And we're always evolving, I think, as writers, as players, as musicians, and we always try to do something like that. It's slightly different from before, and this is just an example of that, I think.
To me, it sounds like Judas Priest wanted to go back in time and combine some of the best parts into some new music. Am I right?
I think that, as I said, I don't think that was a conscious thing. We didn't try to go back anywhere. But I think that's a natural characteristic of Judas Priest music. I think we, you know, even, you know, if we try and push forward and we try and do, you know, we want to sound relevant and current and modern Judas Priest in 2018, of course there are going to be certain characteristics in Judas Priest music which sound like they could have been from Defenders of the Faith. Because, dude, I'm a fan as well. We all love Priest. We all grew up with Priest.
Of course.
And we identify a Priest with different parts of our lives and different albums. So that's always going to be there. But it's definitely not a conscious thing to go in and recreate something from 1986, you know, or it's just, you know, we do what we do, we go forward, and then it's up to the listener to make that connection, you know, and we always do. I mean, dude, I listen to Painkiller, and I can hear stuff from, you know, Rapid Fire, or, you know, different songs throughout the times. You know, you can hear references all through the career, and that's the same thing here, but it's definitely not a conscious thing.
How did the new music come up, and what was your contribution to Firepower? I guess that you had more parts, more parts from the previous album to write, because you're more years into Judas Priest.
Well, I did have a lot of ideas. I had a lot of riffs, a lot of melodies, a lot of songs which were more developed. You know, they weren't necessarily just riffs. Or, you know, they weren't just a solo idea. They were, a lot of them were more developed songs. So it might have been like an intro, a verse, and a chorus. You know, so there was more of a structure there when I brought the idea in as an idea. But dude, I'm always writing. I'm always writing ideas. I'm always writing melodies. So, you know, I'm writing stuff now. I put stuff at home. I put down ideas, and they grow. And they might turn up on a Judas Priest album in a few years. You know, that's how it works for me. So going into these writing sessions, I had a wealth of material and ideas to put on the table. You know, and it's, I'm fortunate that I've been allowed the opportunity and the voice in the band to be able to put those ideas on the table and be a part of the creative team. So I can only thank them a lot for that. And that in turn inspires me to create more stuff, you know. So it's a good cycle to be on.
Do you have any plans maybe to record the solo album because you have so many ideas maybe in the future?
It's an interesting question. I get asked that a lot. And to me, it's always been something in the future. Mm-hmm. It's never been something that I'm focusing on now. I think that ever since I've joined the band, mm-hmm. I've been included as a member, not as a hired gun, not as a sideman. And I think I felt like when I've been given that respect,
this is the reason that this lineup is very strong, and this we can see it on the stage. We can see it on the stage that it's very strong lineup.
I think that as soon as I join the band, having that respect from the band, you give it back to them times 1,000. You know what I mean? So I think that my focus is Judas Priest. My creating ideas is Judas Priest. They've given me the opportunity and the respect to be a member. I give everything that I have back to Judas Priest. So in terms of a solo career, I'm not even thinking about it. It's obviously something that might happen in the future, but right now it's Firepower, it's Judas Priest, and it's Judas Priest music. So that's the least I can do, in my opinion. But I think you're absolutely right. I think the fact that they gave me that opportunity and they made me a full member reflects on how well I think it works both live and in the studio. You know, it's 100%. You're part of the band. You're not a hired gun. And I think you're absolutely right. When a fan sees that, they see it differently. They see you as part of the band, and I think you're right. That's why this lineup, I think, has worked beautifully well. So I can only thank them for being so. I mean, that's a great lesson to learn. That's a great lesson to learn from the masters, and I can only thank them mm-hmm. and the fans for being so welcoming.
How does it feel to write music for and with Judas Priest? I mean, you're a part of a great history playing among legends. That this makes you feel anxious.
I think it would if it happened overnight, you know. The great thing was, you know, when you look back at my career with Priest, we started off with a world tour. So on the world tour, we built up relationships, we gained trust. You know, you get close as individuals that when you go into the studio to write new ideas, you are comfortable that your opinion and your ideas are going to be heard. You know what I mean? So I think it was a natural progression and a feeling of comfort when we put those ideas when I put those ideas forward because of the history we had on the Epitaph tour, and then we done the Redeemer of Souls tour, which grew the relationship. We got closer as brothers, as individuals, and as writers. And so when we go into the Firepower sessions, it's an extension of that camaraderie and that family and that trust and valuing each other's opinion. So it's not uncomfortable at all, but it would be if it happened, like, mm-hmm. overnight. You know what I mean?
Yeah.